So let's now move to going back to Gibraltar. So you're now about 10.
Yes.
And so you're brought back probably, presumably, in...
I was 11.
You were 11. So was it sort of 1945 by this time?
Yes, because we were late. We were one of the later ones getting there. And some really weren't even repatriated, you know, because I have a feeling, by what people say, that they didn't want anybody to go back. For some reason, they didn't want the garrison to go back to a civilian normal life. Maybe not, but that's what it smells like.
Yeah.
And arriving in Gibraltar, again, you get adjusted very quickly.
But it had changed a great deal, hadn't it?
Well, I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth. We went back to the flat where we were, except that for a time, you see, the government, or the garrison more than there was no local government then, had requisitioned everybody's property. And what hadn't been allocated, there were squatters.
Were they squatters? I mean, were they British, Spanish, Gibraltarians? Who were they?
I think they were Gibraltarians, really, more than Spanish. My grandmother's, my father's mother's house was taken over by a Gibraltar family, and she couldn't get them out.
And had they left, I mean, you know, you were talking at the beginning of our interview, about taking, you know, your luggage and mattresses, but people left everything behind, didn't they? I mean, the houses were sort of furnished.
Oh, yes, because my father lived in it anyway. So the house was there.
But people whose houses had been taken over, you know, perhaps...
No, that was bad.
Mm. The possessions weren't treated properly.
No. That was bad. One of my aunts, they went into her flat, and there was nothing left in the flat.
And who had been in there?
Well, the army. Must have been, or some kind of force. My grandmother's little flat, that disappeared. For a while they had to stay with us, which we had only a small flat, you know.
So people lost personal things?
I suppose people, personal belongings and furniture, I would imagine.
So your grandmother must have been really pleased to be back, wasn't she, to get away from having been...
She... As I've told you, she was a remarkable woman. I think by the time she got to Gibraltar, she had totally blocked out anything that had happened behind her, and she just went forward. Not the kind of woman to dwell on the past, I think, really.
And when I was talking to somebody last week or week before, they were saying that when people came back, there wasn't an infrastructure, there weren't any hospitals or schools for civilians. Can you remember when you went back to school, what that was like?
I never went to school. My father took people to teach me. I refused. I just refused. I actually went to Portobello Road. I must have gone days, more than weeks. Because as soon as I went into the school, I was out through the other door. It's just that...
They didn't try to cure you of this? Try to sort of say, well, what had happened? Why is Victor like this? It's quite unusual.
Me, You don't cure me, I'm afraid.
I'm sure they would now. They'd send you to an educational psychologist or something.
No, no, I don't think they could. they had, my mother had a problems being called to school to see why her son wasn't going to school. And she said, well, my son is my son. I don't think you can do very much with him.
What about your sisters and brother? Were they like that?
No, my elder sister worked for, as a secretary, I think, in a firm then that was called Slater, or Slaters. It was a chain of shops. There weren't supermarkets, but very nice. One was in the High Street in Kensington, and she worked in the office somewhere. She wasn't that old. I think she must have been about 17. My younger sister went to the convent and even said to my mother that she was going to become a nun, and my mother had a fit. Really.
It's a funny thing about girls and convents. I went to a convent and all girls want to be nuns for a moment.
Dreadful.
God, we didn't do it.
Dreadful.
Yeah, something about, I don't know what they do for you, but
yes,
something.
Yes, they do brainwash.
Brainwash you.
Yes.
You collect holy pictures and want to be a nun. It's bizarre.
Absolutely, yes.
No. So anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
So we're back in Gibraltar. So what do you think? I mean, it's a difficult question, really, because it's perhaps your perception when you were a child, but also now, in retrospect. How do you think Gibraltar changed after the war?
It didn't change for a long time after the war. It tried to find its feet, I think. My uncle, Albert Riso, fought tooth and nail for the rights of Gibraltarians. Eventually he became part of the government, and when he refused to stop fighting, I think they sort of sidestepped him, which I think upset him terribly. But he had been fighting since the age of 16.
And what about the relationship between Gibraltarians and the military?
With us, it was very good. I have very good friends, Army, Navy and Air Force. Excellent people. I still see their great-grandchildren. It's that way. Some, like the Reverend Ewens, whose daughter was killed in that terrible airplane thing in Munich, was it, years ago?
Well, what was that? It was an air crash, that's right, yes.
And until he died, and she died as well, we kept in touch. Georgina was beautiful. Lovely. And with naval, I still have friends, and the children of life in Gibraltar was very nice, you know. I don't think anybody had any problems with the garrison, as one would call it, because, well, I don't think there was any need. There wasn't. I never found any division. Have you heard of any division?
I don't know. I'm just finding out lots of things. You know, I haven't even interviewed very many people. But it's an interesting question, and mostly negative so far.
Yes.
You know, people are just saying, no, it wasn't.
No.
I mean, just thought it was a worthwhile question.
It is. immediately after the... Well, before the war ended, when we got back, the whole of the main street was you couldn't see the main street for troops. Mostly sailors, because of the ships coming in and out. And we found it great fun. The bars, which were called honky-tonks, and they had a band of Spanish women, maybe men, would play, and then it was difficult to get down the street. So one went down Irish Down and Lime Wall Road and used that as a thoroughfare, because you couldn't you couldn't actually walk up and down. and at closing time it was hilarious. The MPs which came of the three forces were so rough with these poor young men who really were only drunk. I mean, they weren't being offensive. I've never heard of anybody molesting civilians, especially girls. I don't think in all the time that they were there did I hear of any unpleasantness with women. They didn't seem to. All they wanted was to explode into a stupor. And then if they did...
Sounds like an English characteristic to me.
Yeah. They
still want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were Americans.
Yeah.
And there were... there were Americans and French. Well, all nationalities, really. And it was very funny. If they didn't want to get in and they were too drunk to walk, they would be grabbed by the scruff of their collar and the seat of their pants and thrown into these vehicles. But just literally, which was so funny. And if there was a fight inside one of the honky-tonks, you didn't stay. And if you wanted to look, you looked from far away, because the bottles and furniture would fly out of the building. You know, they were just...
It sounds like a cowboy film.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just let's just talk a little bit about you and when you... So obviously you live in England now. So
yes.
We can't do your whole life, unfortunately.
No.
But let's just talk about what... I mean, did you meet Magda in
No,
the...
Magda was my neighbour all my life. Well, most. She lived flat below and we lived upstairs. And eventually we got married.
When you were in England, in London?
No.
Oh, in Gibraltar?
Gibraltar, yes.
Oh, right, sorry.
No, yes.
So when did you come back to England then?
When my son was born, and I looked round, and I thought, I can't bring up a child in 2.5 miles. The atmosphere in Gibraltar is very clingy. And people are very close to each other. You only have to breathe and they know next door that you've breathed. And I thought, I think it would be better to take him back to England. And I'm very pleased that I did. I could never live in Gibraltar, even now. I just couldn't. Not even if I could go into Spain, which, with the political situation as it is deplorable. So we brought him up here.
And did you go back then? How? I mean, that was obviously quite a long time later.
Mm.
I mean, so when you went back to London, did you then go back and look for these places that you could remember?
Oh, yes, I still do.
Tell me about that.
I still do.
Do you?
Yes, and I take friends too. We found a flat in... I went to Yorkshire. Is that all right?
No, it's fine, yeah.
Yes. I went to live in Yorkshire and then brought the family to Yorkshire. And then we moved down to Streatham, in a flat in Streatham. And... I would take Robin. Well, he was too tiny, he was only two. But later on, I've taken him to all my old haunts. I still walk around. I still remember my childhood and my grandmother taking us out for walks.
And you know that feeling, because you have such a vivid recollection of it.
Yes.
To me, you've painted a picture that, you know, I can really see it. I mean, when you find these places, what does it feel like? Do you suddenly remember?
Yes, I get a thrill. There is like a breath of fresh air and smells. There were... do you know that bush that has like a strawberry hanging? Those little flowers that look like strawberries.
Almost like fuchsia bushes. Fuchsias.
No. The shape of a strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
There is a name for them. In fact, I've got a thingy there, a book. I might find it. And the leaf has a very pungent smell.
I know what you mean. It's more like raspberry.
Yes, or a raspberry.
Yes, I know exactly
more
what
than
you
a
mean.
Strawberry.
It's very strong.
It's a strawberry. Yes. A raspberry.
Yes.
More. Yeah. If that smell comes, I go straight back to Bedford Walk.
It's amazing.
It's lovely.
It? Yes.
Yes. And lilacs. Mm. Because we had lilacs. And we have a lilac in our garden down there. And I'm way back. I've gone. And music. Music. If you hear any all the war songs, it's so lovely.
That's really great. I think I'd just like to finish with one last question, if that's okay. I'm sure there's lots more to say, but
we've
done quite a lot.
Yes.
Is when you think about yourself, I mean, who are you? Are you Gibraltarian or British or what are
I'm
you?
I'm British.
Sorry, can I just say it again? Because
yes.
You spoke. Ah. I want it to be clear.
Yes.
So when you think about yourself,
yes.
what nationality are you?
I'm British. Because when we were small, there was no... Well, I can't remember having this thing of being Gibraltarian. You were British. You were a colonial. Gibraltar was a colony. And I don't think there might have been differences. I know the authorities, the colonial office was very strong. This grandmother went into the colonial secretary's office in Secretary's Lane and demanded to see the colonial secretary, and said, "You don't see the colonial secretary." Stanley was his name, awful man. And she just brushed past the secretary and opened the door and said, "You say you don't see me?" I think he ran out of the window.
What is she going to see him about?
Because they had requisitioned her house, you see. Well, her flat. And she met the man. I vividly remember walking Cornwall's Lane, and she always dragged me along. And she wore along, and this man called Hernandez, I think he was, a little, short little man, who was taking, I think, money, key money. And she grabbed him by his tie and lifted him off the floor. I said, "You bastard."
She sounds fantastic.
She was.
Completely fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, God.
They don't make them like that. Now you see people and they all say, "You mustn't say that because you'll upset somebody." You know?
People are so obedient.
Oh, sad.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Very sad.
Doing it. Anyway, I better turn off before we get onto a discussion. But that was great. Thank you very much. I'll just end this.